Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you.
We're rolling.
And
rolling.
With us?
We, there's actually not two people on this couch, but three.
There are.
We have a very special guest today. Emanuela, would you like to introduce our special guest?
Yeah, so this is my friend Gotti. We work together and he's wanted to come on the pod for a while, so we
because we have some shit to discuss, don't we, Gotti?
We do. And we thought we have a strange amount of male listeners, being that that wasn't our intended target audience to begin with. So we thought, let's do something that also we can give back to you guys.
And it's something I think that we have really been interested in is, you know, the difference between like the male and female perspective on things, because we had no idea that we would have such a big male audience, like Emanuela said, but the males love to listen to us. So
we very Gotti. Gotti's been an avid listener. He's an OG.
I think, yeah, I'm a number one fan.
So, yeah, pretty much we ran a poll yesterday where we got everyone to send through any questions that they thought would be cool to answer between like a girl and a guy perspective. So really on anything, it didn't have to be relationship related or friend related. Just life related, really.
Mm-hmm. No, excited? Absolutely. Are you keen?
Very. Like, we've been talking about this forever, so finally it happened.
Do you want to hit us with the first question?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I need to pull them up. Give us a second, guys. Give us a second.
We've got different types of questions. We've got like relationshipy questions. We've got social dynamics, self-image and expectation, fun and thought-provoking.
Okay, I'm going to start with the questions from the poll first.
Okay, questions from the poll.
Ideal holiday. I think the way we're going to do it is you're going to start answering and then we'll give our perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the ideal holiday for a guy?
In terms of destination or just everything?
Everything.
Honestly, it's just, I know you guys are going to hate this, but it's with the boys in Europe, just in the middle of the night. That's the ideal.
Right, yeah. Anywhere specifically?
Are
you like going out to the clubs or like
it's giving Barcelona and Greece?
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be like partying or anything. Honestly, just the dead of night and just laughing and banter. You know,
that sounds like something we would find fun too.
Yeah, 100%.
So you're not with the boys diet.
No, I mean, hey, I'll come with the boys. We'll see how that goes.
We have to answer the question.
Oh yeah, my ideal holiday. Oh,
I think ever since we went volunteering, I feel like volunteering is a great one. But I think I don't even have an answer for that.
I'm such a passive holiday gal. I love my like adventure and go, 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 but I also love my like take me to like the Bahamas or Bora Bora.
Tropical destinations are where it's at, I think.
Go swimming, good weather, drink pina coladas on the beach, like maybe.
Exactly what the boys would love. Nothing but tanning and pina coladas.
Yeah, tanning. But I also, there's that other side of things where I'm like, I love adventure. I love doing activities. I'm not a thrill seeker. Like, I don't want to jump off a cliff or, you know, like none of that. But like, just exploring different places.
Honestly, no, I'm such a boring person and I love being boring.
What do you mean by boring?
I'm not going outside of my comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's valid.
Yeah, see, I'd jump off a cliff.
No, I wouldn't. I would never do that. I hate roller coasters and all of that. No.
Next question.
How do men and women use social media differently? How would you say you use your socials? And then we'll answer that question as well.
I feel like, and that's actually such a good question, I feel like I've gone through phases where it's like purely communication. So. Okay. Posted nothing, it's literally just messaging people.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes through a phase of, okay, I'm going to post every few months just so people know I'm still alive.
Yeah.
And Look, I think the where you'd want to be is like, okay, regular updates just for the sake of it. But I honestly, I don't think a lot of guys do that.
So many guys I see have the one profile picture, maybe even no profile picture, no highlights, no posts.
Girls love, I feel like, and obviously just prefacing, guys, we're not talking for everyone under the sun of, you know, a specific gender. We're literally just saying our experiences. And I think, Emanuela, you and I love to use our kind of Instagram as like a personal photo library sort of thing where we kind of put the highlights of our lives. Yeah, but I feel like even with a lot of my guy friends, they don't post or they just watch like reels on there. Do you watch reels? Are you into reels?
Honestly, yeah. I still watch reels. We still send reels between each other. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you mostly use it for communication?
Yeah.
Not for posting or, you know?
No, not really.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, see, I love a good post.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you do. Ooh, I've got another one. Would you rather get a compliment on your looks or your personality?
Okay, but like it depends. I think my personal answer isn't even in guys. If it's looks, it's only to do with the gym. It's only for anything to acknowledge that I go to the gym.
You've got gains. That's exactly what they
want to
hear.
Like you want someone to comment on like damn your bicep. Like
if someone says that, I'll cry.
Oh, really? Someone say that to you today at work?
Yeah.
Commented on your bicep.
One of the old ladies
that one of the old ladies come in, they go, "You're fit."
That's a huge compliment.
I was like, don't burst, don't pump up his ego like that.
Would you rather someone be like, "Oh my god, like you're so funny, you make me laugh." Like what affects you more as a guy?
Honestly. I feel like in all seriousness, it definitely would be a personality thing. And that would be sometimes I would hear someone say, "Oh, like God, he's actually a really nice guy." And in my head, I'm like, "Oh, I didn't think I'm that nice." Like,
not nice.
I'm like, okay, if it makes its way around and gets back to you, okay, maybe I'm doing something right, you know?
Obviously, I'd agree.
It helps way if possible.
Totally.
I think for me, at least, it's one of those things where it's like, obviously, everyone likes getting a compliment on their looks, but the best, like the compliments that have stuck with me the longest have always been the ones about my energy or the fact that, like, you know, I don't know, I got a compliment once from someone who, you know, who we work with as well. And they were like, "I don't even know, like, you're so, I don't know what it is, but I'm constantly drawn to you. Like, I'm always around you." That has stuck to me. The amount of times people have been like, "Oh, okay, yeah, you look so nice today. Oh, you're so pretty. Oh, you're this, you're that." Okay, lovely on the day, but it doesn't stick. That's what I find.
I think one of the, like, I completely agree. I think, you know, it's always really nice to get a physical compliment and, "Oh my god, you look so beautiful today," or like, you know, "Your eyes are sparkling, you've got a beautiful smile," or whatever it might be. But I think for me, like, the most, I think one of the best things that anyone's ever said to me is, "You make me want to be a better person." And I was just like, "Oh my god," like, it's not even a really a compliment, but it's a compliment, I guess, to me and the person that, you know, I hope I am, or that I would bring out in other people. I was like, wow, like, that's a really big thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
That's 100%. So nice.
All right.
Next.
Should we move on? Because there's a lot we want to get through. So stick around because there's
We're flying through these compared to our last Q&A.
You had some.
Yeah, I do. I do. I have the ones from our poll. What qualities guys and girls look for in a relationship? Because God is looking for a relationship.
Yes.
I'm definitely not.
Any single ladies out there, hit them up.
Definitely not. But
if you were to.
Hypothetically.
Give us a list.
I think that it's definitely something of, well, first of all, it's equal energy. And that's, for example, if you know you want something or a relationship to look a particular way, I think whoever the person is, they kind of have to match that, or not even match. It doesn't have to be the same, but more like compatible. So compatibility is one. But in terms of like qualities, it'll definitely be probably patience.
Wow.
Okay.
For a guy, you look for patience.
Because as a guy, I think, and I don't mean in terms of like smaller things, like if, for example, I'm a 21-year-old guy and I'm not going to be at, for example, as an adult, I'm probably at the like, quote unquote, lowest I'll be in my adult life. And I'm not going to, like, you can't expect me to be, for example, to have X amount of money or be at this stage in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, okay, no, wait on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's actually really interesting.
Especially patience. For a guy, I think, because he's coming from it from the angle of, like, I'm going to, like, I'm building my life, like, be patient with me.
I haven't reached my peak. Because they have
a providing mindset.
Yeah, would you say you do? Would you say you're, like, when you kind of, when you want to be in a relationship with someone, are you like, oh, I want to look after the person, I want to, like, what would you want to give as a guy to your girl or to whoever you end up with?
It's so funny knowing Gotti, knowing he's, like, these kind of questions, he'd be like, ew.
I don't know Gotti that well, so for me it's like, this is a fresh perspective.
Trust me, I don't really talk about this stuff often.
No, he doesn't.
Exclusive for the pod.
Yes.
But yeah, in terms of, repeat your question.
In terms of, like, when you're with someone,
mm-hmm.
what are the kind of things that you kind of would bring to the table or would want to bring to the table to make sure that the relationship is successful?
Probably there would be a sense of, and I know you guys were talking about being a provider. Yes, but, like, in the longer term, but even just small glimpses of it. Like, I think I'm very much the type of person where I like to give, you know? And if it means, or I like to somehow make your life better. So if it means just whether it's my personality or whether it's just listening or even giving advice, I think that's the main thing. Like, do I actually know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And if I'm providing input, for example, is it thought out, you know? Have I actually gone deep down and think, okay, no, this is the best way you should approach it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's providing advice, or maybe it's just like just being there, just being able to do certain things, you know?
Oh, that's a nice answer.
Yeah.
What are some deal breakers?
Mm.
What's some no-go? You wouldn't go near there at all.
Honest.
We need honesty.
This is like pretty specific, but definitely, like, for example, religion's a big thing.
Okay.
I think it's pretty tough. I know it's not impossible. Like, I know there's been, you know, different experiences, but definitely religion, different religions is pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's also based on different relationships. It can be different. Mm-hmm. I also just think in general, I think they're very personal. I don't know if they're guys, but, like, if our values are different, for example, mm. I value hard work and I value, you know, my career. I wouldn't put it over family, but I value it, you know?
Yeah.
So I couldn't be with someone who values, you know.
Who's not ambitious.
Exactly.
You need someone that's ambitious.
For sure.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I think it's very specific, but maybe a lot of guys my age share that.
Mm. What about, like, there's a lot of people that I've spoken to, guys, like, you know, my friends and things like that have been like, you know, I really want somebody that, like, takes care of themselves, and that's physically, you know, maintaining, like, going to the gym, not even appearance-wise. I'm not even talking appearance-wise, but, like, I guess someone who looks after themselves, is that, like, super, like, deal breaker, like, oh, if they don't eat well or if they don't this, like, it's a shallow thing to say, but I've heard it so many times that I'm like, really, is that
but something to be honest, that you,
like, really
before you answer for? That,
mm-hmm.
that's a deal breaker for me.
Really? And
I think I've said that before, but not because of the shallow reasons you'd expect. I'm saying in the reverse, as in, like, for the guy, because for me it's like, if you don't have discipline to take care of yourself and take care of your body, like, this is going to be the potential father of my kids someday.
Mm.
If you're smoking, drinking, you know,
doing drugs,
not eating KFC on the couch every day, like, sorry, that to me is such a turnoff. And because of the discipline, the lack of discipline, and because it means that you're not going to, like, I don't know, I'm talking about actually taking care of yourself nutritionally.
And but, like, not everybody, it's not everyone's thing to, like, go to the gym and stay active.
No,
and
I'm
stuff.
Not saying go to the gym. To me, I'm actually talking more about the health rather than the fit and fit exercise, aspect. You know?
Gotti?
Deal breaker, I think, yes, but not, once again, not in that reasoning of, oh, you look a certain way, so I don't want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that, for example, me personally, I put a lot of effort into myself, and I'm not talking about the gym. I'm talking about, like, I like to build myself up in every way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would need, once again, I need someone to match that, because if I'm talking about, like, I'm really bad at this. Or say, for example, I have a really bad temper and I'm trying to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with someone that, personal development isn't that important, then they won't really understand why I, like, what I'm trying to do is important, you know?
That's very true.
So I think, and once again, to if it's like physically, mentally, whatever it is, I do think it's important and it is a deal breaker, but not because of like the output, it's more a mindset thing.
I think to me, I don't, I guess, correlate looking after yourself with things like the gym specifically. I think there's other ways that somebody can look after themselves. So I'm not massive into the gym. Like, yeah, I love my yoga, I love my Pilates and things like that, but like I'm not like a gym junkie. But I know the gym for a lot of people, like, and staying active and being fit is super, super important. And I do that in other ways. I'm a performer, I stay active in that way, and I eat well and whatever it is. But I think it is a turn off to see someone not look after themselves in whatever that way that is, whether it's you're rotting in your own, you know, I guess, welling in your own kind of shit, really, of being like, oh, I don't, I'm so sad, or I'm, you know, can't stay motivated, and they just sit in their own self-pity. Like, that to me is not looking after yourself. Mindfulness, like, that's the way that really I think is super attractive to me is when someone is so, I guess, emotionally intact or emotionally intelligent, I think is the right word, to see someone be like, no, you know what, like, I need to stay motivated, I need to get up, get off my ass and do something with my life in whatever way that means.
That's so funny, we all gave three pretty different answers.
Yeah, which I think is why I asked that question.
Mindset, nutrition and mindfulness.
Yeah
good.
I have a follow-up question, and this is a question that I love to discuss, and I want to have a discussion about this.
All right.
Can guys and girls ever just platonically be friends?
We're friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I just bumped the key. Yeah. Because I've got my thoughts
I've got my thoughts on this too. Let's go.
Okay. That's a good question, and yeah. I think overall, yes, they can, but that's in like, it's in less circumstances than you think. Like, it's a lot more rare than you think. Honestly, and I got to call out a lot of the guys for this. There's a lot of platonic friendships that if, for example, the girl made a move to the guy, then he'll start acting different, you know, or he'll reciprocate. And so in a sense, yes, there are a lot of platonic friendships that are like purely like there's nothing to it. But at the same time, I think there's very few that are like 100% like there is never anything like.
Like, I'm saying 100% would never, ever go there, sort of, you know, even like, you know, you can exclude if two parties were in long-term relationships or marriages or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is coming from somebody, me, I have a lot of male friends.
Yeah.
That I'd like to think are platonic, but then I think back to facts in my head and to things I'm like, is it purely platonic?
No.
Because I think every single male friend that I've had, there's been some sort of discussion about something in whatever way that is. And like, you know, one of my best friends is a guy, and like, he's in a happy relationship, you know, like, it's, but I still like, can they just platonically, like, brother and sister vibes be mates?
I think in very few circumstances.
Very few situations.
I think and I say that because I think from the girl's end, it can be platonic a lot of the time, but I think what you said is that if the girl was the first one to ever make the move, even if it was platonic the whole way through, then it would shift
100%.
Totally.
You know, so funny. How many times? And I laughed about I like joke with my sister about this. We talk about it. There'll be a guy and a girl who are friends, and then all of a sudden the guy will be out of nowhere. I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but look, I don't know how you girls deal with that.
Dude,
sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But also, sometimes it's completely freaking out of the blue.
I'm like, yeah. Please just like don't ruin the friendship, because I have had years and years and years of friendship with guys where all of a sudden years later, suddenly you have all these feelings and things, and it's like.
But is it suddenly?
Well, that's the question. Mm. Is it suddenly?
Or is it just once you've broken up with your boyfriend?
Yeah, very, very true.
Mm.
But then it's made for me in the past, like, the friendship awkward. And I'm like, I never wanted this friendship to be awkward. It's someone I really, really value in my life, but you've just confessed your love to me all of a sudden, I say in inverted commas. But, yeah, you're right. Is it all of a sudden?
My opinion, I think you can't go back once that person is, you know.
Admitted feelings.
You can't. Yeah. And also because girls then, I don't know if, like, you wouldn't know how to tread. It's like, oh, now am I being too polite? Is he going to take this the wrong way? But, like, it's, you don't want to don't want to have that in your mind. But I also think that there are plenty of guys that even if they would take that other step, they wouldn't keep it respectful.
Totally.
Yeah. I think a lot of them would. I think a lot of them would just sit back and go, all right, it's not for me, but I will stay friends.
Mm.
Friends. Yeah. That was commas too.
I think it's pretty hard for a guy and a girl to be, especially, like, close friends.
Two single people as well.
Yeah.
And two, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
But.
Interesting. And this is why I remember, like, you know, being in my past relationship and things like that, when I would see my, I guess, ex-boyfriend texting all of these girls, right, pretty girls, being like, oh, we're just friends. Like, it's just friends. Mate, is it just friends?
Because, I mean, we found out later that it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
But it's, yeah, it's really just thrown a spanner in the works for me now. If it's like, oh, you know, and I can't really talk because I've got a lot of male friends, like I said, 50 times. And I don't mean to say it 50 times. I think I'm just saying it as an example of, like.
It can be friendly on your end.
It can be friendly on my end. Yeah. But is it ever purely friendly? Who knows? Moving on.
To ask the last one on here.
You should.
Not the last overall question, but how do you deal with conflict in general, not just with relationships, just confrontation, conflict, any sort of issues? What do you do if someone was to come up and be angry at you or vice versa?
They're like, oh, dude, you're a little, like, coward.
Something serious.
Honestly, I think – well, I feel like especially – me before, or like guys when they're younger think a certain way, and when they're older maybe slightly different. But I think the first thing in conflict is like ego, you know, and pride, and like forget what you're saying. Why are you talking to me like that? You know,
I've seen that in so many circumstances. This guy's like, what do you think I am, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Like, lower your tone, first of all.
Yeah.
But honestly, and as a guy, I would say that's probably like a big thing, because for example, if I was on the desk and someone started screaming at me.
It has happened before. Literally. See, on first hand, to explain him to you guys, I'd say he's such a marshmallow. Like, he's like, he can't get angry at anyone. But I've seen you get angry.
And it's a type of thing where, but yeah, dealing with conflict, I feel like, me personally, I'm not that good at it, only because I will be like, once again, like, I'm a slow burner, like, I'll be annoyed, but I'll, like, you know, I'll
smile. Will you show it? Like, you won't show it?
No, not initially. But then, like, eventually I'll be like, okay, enough is enough. Like, and I'll, like, I'll bring out my law skills and, like, drill out, like, exactly why you're wrong.
You're also good at, like, not getting yourself in those situations to begin with, I think.
Mm.
Like, you're very much not involved.
Yeah, I try.
You try not to be.
That's good. It's a good thing. That's a really good quality, I think. But then you also have those people that are like really non-confrontational, right? It's like I don't like confrontation, but I'm a pretty direct person, and if I'm unhappy with something and you've crossed my boundary, I will actually let you know.
Yeah.
Some people are not like – I mean, you're not like that.
No,
you're
I'm not.
We're the opposite when it comes to that. Yeah. I'm like, you charged me $8 for a matcha and – you didn't put enough matcha in there. I'm going to go and get my matcha and get my $8.
Did we explain this on the pod before?
I don't think we have.
Yeah, right. This wasn't her speaking to me. This was her speaking to a person at our university over not putting enough matcha in her drink. And I was like, bro, just drink it and don't go back. And she was like, nah, I'm going back.
I need to get my matcha because it was literally just milk and I had paid $8 like 9 or 50 for this matcha. And it was, I was just drinking milk and I came back and I was like, hey, in a very polite way, I'm not a rude person, I'm a very polite, nice person. And I was just like, hey, like there's really not any matcha in this and I feel like I'm just drinking milk, please put in some more. And the boss came out and it was this whole schmozzle. And
this is the recipe, it's two scoops.
I'm like, mate, well, your recipe is shit. To be fair, it did look like
milk with a drop of green food colouring in it.
Yeah.
Would you say it depends on like what the conflict is about?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
But I also think from just our girls' perspective, I don't think we're the type to put up with much from a – like, yeah, I think we've gotten to that point. I used to put up with a lot more than I do now, and I'd say it's kind of the same as what I said to you. I try not to involve myself in issues where things like that could – like I keep my circle teeny tiny and like yeah. I like to sort stuff out straight away. Like if I sense that anything's wrong, I'd rather just chat about it. In a relationship, I'm very much like not going to bed angry. With a friendship, if it's someone I genuinely value, I'll be like, just pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Just talk about it. Because by talking at this person, talking at that person, which I definitely used to do when I was in high school, but now it's like, I can't be bothered for that.
No.
So
I've got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Is emotional vulnerability harder for men or women?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
I think Yeah.
From my perspective, I feel like it would definitely be harder with men.
Yeah. Why do you think?
I just think because on one side of it, we would never fully emotionally expose ourselves to girls, but at the same time, honestly, we would rarely ever emotionally expose ourselves to like other guys as well, like to the boys. Mm.
I've heard that quite a few times.
But why is that, do you think? Is it because it's no one's fault, right? I guess it's upbringing in the way that society conditions, you know, men to be, women to be, you know, in traditional forms. But
I think it's also just how they are naturally. It's like, again, part of that like ego pride thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like you don't want to show that you're not, even though everyone knows that you guys have emotions anyway, but it's more about who you let show it to. For us girls, it's like when something goes wrong, your first point of contact is your best friend.
Mm.
When something goes wrong with you guys, what's your outlet?
Honestly, they're
gymming.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, literally the gym. But for the most part, there's not really an outlet. And that's probably what one of the biggest issues is with guys, especially younger guys. But at the same time, not to just like, I think it's probably universal across both genders to some extent.
But I'd say emotionally. Why is it that guys are so afraid to show their emotion or to even talk to their friends about what's going on, whether you're struggling mentally? Is it because you see it as a sign of weakness?
That's what it is. Even if they don't admit to it, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think just naturally the way they are, they're meant like how they've been designed is like, you know, more dominant providers, don't cry, never be emotional. Like that's just how they're geared. So it's like you don't want to show that even if you are feeling that way, that it's not that. Am I getting somewhere close?
No, it's exactly that. Like,
okay.
I have a long pause between that. No, it's exact. That's really correct. Even because part of it's upbringing, like me reflecting my dad, he never saw him cry growing up, you know, never saw him emotional.
Neither have I.
You know?
Have you?
No.
Like, it's no. It just thing, is. You know? I've seen my mom cry on multiple occasions.
Mm. Yeah.
There are situations that weren't like, you know.
But they aren't even that serious.
Exactly.
But yeah, keep going.
But yeah, even that, like, I think, so yeah, part of it is like growing up. Okay, we didn't see the men, you know, we looked up to demonstrate emotions. So like, I think, why would we? But also part of it is if a lot of guys, myself included, would want to present yourself and would want to be like the strongest possible, you know, you can be, you know, in every sense.
Mm.
So if your idea is trying to be the strongest or even the most feared, like not in a literal sense,
yeah,
then why would you show anyone any type of weakness, you know,
yeah,
any type of vulnerability, any like, you know.
Do you think that's changing? Do you think guys are starting to open up more? Because I find it really, really sad that, you know, guys don't open up to their friends, even other from guy to guy.
I think some do. I've seen some situations, only the really close ones though, like the full life off.
But you know what? It's actually so rare. Like, so I, you know, my male friends have opened up to me about situations, but I'm like, have you spoken to, you know, the circle around you? And it's like, well, no. I'm like, that's crazy to me, because if I hadn't emotionally expressed my feelings to one of my friends, I think I would really be struggling internally. Do you think that's changing? Like, would you be more inclined nowadays to kind of be like, if you were struggling, to open up?
Honestly, I think yes, and it's like, to, you know, a little bit, in the sense that because now, especially with social media, most guys know that, okay, we're all thinking the same thing, you know? But we will never collectively be like, all right, guys, trauma dump. Let's all
trauma dump.
Literally with your closest, you know, like if I have my best friends, you know, my best friend who I trust my life with, it's the type of thing where I'll explain a whole situation, you'll probably see the worst side of me, and then we'll be in public and like we're just laughing and, you know, telling jokes. So it's those like quiet moments where you're like, you pull your boy to the side and say, I'm not going so well, you know? So we do in a sense, but I guess.
I think guys need to check up on each other more.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. That's interesting. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, this is an interesting one. What's one stereotype about your gender that you actually think is kind of true?
It depends, like. Give me an example.
Well, I guess the emotional one.
Yeah, I think
like guys are less emotional than girls, or like
I think it would be anything. The stereotypes to both girls and guys, I think, would the ones that we would acknowledge would be the ones that are reflected in how we're naturally wired.
Wired, yeah.
Like a stereotype about us that's naturally true. I don't know, like
that we have more of like, no, I think we've got more nurturing tendencies.
Yeah. See that, like we're naturally like, that's how we are. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think people are trying to battle that too much where it's like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I've got my question.
Go.
What are your thoughts on hookup culture? As a single 21-year-old guy, hookup culture, what does that mean to you? Because we have a whole episode on hookup culture. We have our views on it.
Gotti agrees.
Mm.
Oh, Gotti, you're on the same page as us.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. As a single 21-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because a lot of guys don't think that way.
Yeah, but honestly, I feel like, okay, so to start off with, like that's not really something I engage in. I wouldn't go out there and judge someone for it because I'm very much a type of person, you do what you
want to do. Do what you want to do.
If it's not hurting anyone, you know, if it's consensual, like do what you want to do, you know. But me personally, I think that, well, first of all, if that's my number one priority, there's so many things that are like falling behind.
Yeah. There's definitely something wrong, I think, if all you want to do is just go and get laid.
No, but honestly, no,
truthfully though,
to put it plainly, there's going to be so much like emotional repercussions just from that, because there's no way you can't possibly think, okay, I'm sleeping with someone different each week, or you know, like. And there's going to be no like, oh, you're just going to be completely normal. You're going to be completely the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to hurt your future relationships. And if you think about it, for example, like it's going to be of less value the more you do it, you know?
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's like when you actually meet someone, right? Mm-hmm. And you fall in love, and then when it comes to intimacy, and I don't just mean like through sex, I mean like intimacy emotionally too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to be switched off, mate.
You're going to be switched off, right?
It's the same. Honestly, even I know this isn't completely like the topic, but even for example, the types of guys who, for example, catch feelings so quickly or like have gone through so many different like talking stages or even relationships. Even that, I know that's not hookup culture and I'm not even dissing anyone for it, but it's going to be the type of thing where, okay, first of all, each instance is going to take a piece out of you. And also like, it's just not, like, I don't think it's something that was made to, look, I don't know about the whole, like, you find, the first person you find is going to be, like, your forever person. I don't know, because, we're only human, you know? But at the same time, it doesn't mean, like, okay, I'm going to check every option and, like, until I find the one, you know?
I think it's what's the deal with, because a lot of the guys that I've, you know, dated or seen in the past, there's this whole thing about the grass being greener. And I don't know if you know what I mean, but, like, is it, because I think, I mean, females go through this too. Everyone goes through this. Oh, but what if, you know, there's someone better, or what if da 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 da. When you meet someone that you click with, does it go through your mind, oh, like, but the grass is greener, or I don't want to commit because, you know, there's other opportunities, or I don't want to close myself off? Because a lot of people have been like, oh, you know, oh, I just feel like there's someone else better for me, or there's, you know, is it a self-sabotaging thing, a self-worth thing? Like, what do you think about that as a guy?
I think it's just an immaturity thing.
Yeah, honestly. If that's your way of thinking, because if you think about it logically, if that's your way of thinking, you're never going to find the perfect option. And I'm not just talking about, like, girls, or, like, I'm talking about anything.
Anything, mm-hmm. right. You know? Mm-hmm. Opportunities.
Literally.
Friendships, experiences.
Exactly. So it's never going to be the perfect situation, and there's always going to be that what if, you know? Whereas if you genuinely commit to something and you put in a lot of thought, a lot of effort, and honestly, you allow yourself to be like, okay, I'm going to give my all to this, and it may or may not work out, but I'm okay with the result.
Mm-hmm.
Versus I'm scared that I might fall, or, like, this might fail, so I'm going to go in it, like, half-heartedly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I'm going to try and make it not mean too much, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Jeez, I think we need Gotti to be the third host of this podcast.
I know. That's a pretty profound answer. Mm-hmm. I love that. Do you have anything else? Because I've got a few more, but I feel like I'm asking a lot of questions.
No, but you're the one who's asking the questions, because you've got them on your phone.
I do. That's
okay,
true.
I've got another one.
Okay.
What's something that keeps you – how do you – what keeps you grounded in life? Because I think the answer is different for girls and guys.
Mm.
Generically.
It would have to be family, I think.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly – by family, also, family is also the people who aren't blood related, but mm-hmm. like, they are my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the type of thing where you guys looked at each other. I took note, but I'm like, oh my gosh. Honestly, it's the type of thing where I know the people around me, if I was at my lowest, they would love me the same. And hopefully, like, God willing, when I hit my highs, they're going to think the exact same way, you know?
Yeah.
So it has to be family.
Mm.
Well.
I mean, I've got the exact same answer.
Yeah.
family doesn't always have to stem blood related. I think for me, what keeps me grounded are the people closest to me, friends especially, because sometimes there can be complications with family too.
Yeah, like, of course.
You know, sometimes you just want to step away, depending on whatever situation you're in. But, like, yeah, definitely the people. Like, I'm such a people's person, but also time by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like what keeps me grounded is the little things. If, you know, just like reading a book, or just even like lying down on a patch of grass, like, it just, like, it reminds me that there's a ground, like, under me, and that, like, I'm okay. I also guess, like, faith keeps me grounded too, in the sense of, like, thank you, like, the universe, like, I, you know, spiritually, like, I think spirituality is something that I think is a really, really beautiful thing.
That's what my point was going to be,
the higher power of, you know, the universe has a plan for me, and it's always on my side in whatever way. Like, people, you know, that might be God for some people, Jesus, whoever it is, you know, like, I think it's really beautiful to believe that someone's got you, and that it's okay, and everything happens for a reason.
I don't know what I would do if I thought that I was left to my own devices, like, and there was nothing else but me to, you know, reach out to when I needed something. How many have we done? A lot.
I just wanted to ask, like, I'm just out of interest, what's your perfect day? Because I think we'd have different answers.
We did this in our last Q&A.
Yeah, what would be your perfect day? Ideal day, like, everything's good in life.
Honestly, well, first of all, my perfect day is, like, it stems from the night before, and it's just, I'm a night person.
Okay.
So it's just like staying up, like watching a movie or something,
mm-hmm.
getting up later. I'm also like a late riser if I can.
You like a sleep in? I like a sleep in too.
Literally go to the gym. Yeah. I have to say that.
Yeah.
But then honestly, it's just go outside, be in the sun, get food, and sit like just with the boys. Like, just, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to do anything exciting. Just sit down and just chat for hours, because we don't get to do that, you know?
So to you, it's important that you just like talk. You just talk. It's not even like you being like broing around. It's you having like genuine conversation.
Exactly. Like about old times or even about the future. Like, it's just sitting down like in a car park randomly just chatting, you know?
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. We've set our perfect
sleepovers.
Sleepovers are the perfect day.
Yeah, we've said our perfect days before. You'll have to go back and watch the Q&A episode for that one. Sorry. Gotta plug it.
No, but I like that.
If we had to sum it up, mine would have been like going to the beach, spending time with family. I think I said family barbecue in there too, where like everyone's around having a meal together pretty much. What else did we say? You said shopping.
I love good shopping. Mm. I also like – my perfect day, I can't be around too many people. Mm. Like, I love my family so much, but like, there's a lot of us, right? And like, I feel like I need, for my perfect day, I'd need it to be just like, even if it's like one or two people, like I'm very much so, I get my energy from less is more, if that makes sense. Like, I get energy from being by myself, or even if it's like I'm going to a lookout with my friend and we're just like yapping, or we're just listening to music, even being like non-verbal and like we're just like just in each other's space, you know, a nice little something in the evening, whether we go out for dinner, go have some like yummy food and just like talking as well. But then I want to ultimately like come home and have my own space and have an everything shower, or like go to the sauna, come home, watch Love Island or like my favorite show, or if I was in a relationship, like snuggle with my partner. Am I in a relationship? No one will ever know.
Let's do one more.
Do you feel more pressure about your appearance, like maintaining a certain appearance, or your achievements / success?
Like, as a guy, it's 100% achievements. It's 100%. Because guys think it's like accolades. You're trying to like just get more accolades. You know, appearance is kind of the thing of, honestly, I might speak for myself, but I don't think guys usually wake up and get ready thinking,
no,
I'm going to look like a big dog today.
I promise you, they're more thinking, okay, what's my bank balance like?
Yeah, true.
What job do I have, you know?
Yeah.
What do I have going for me? That's so much. That will fill someone with much more confidence.
And
I have the best haircut and I'm wearing like the best clothes.
Yeah.
Confidence is usually what gets the girls anyway.
Totally. Mm. But I also think, like, for me, I love getting ready and I love feeling good about myself, and not in the sense of like I'm trying to impress people. I honestly, like, for me, it's joy, like doing my skincare and, you know, putting a bit of makeup on and doing my hair. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel put together. But guys don't actually care about that as much, right? Yeah,
see, I'd say my answer to that would be 50-50.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I love it. For me, my answer, like success, yeah, absolutely. Like achievements is, you know, I'm very determined person, and it's very important. Yeah, it's way more important to me than looks, like actually having something going for me, because we all three of us work really, really hard. But I think as a woman, like, we, I don't know, I think we take a little bit more pride in our, like, what's the right word?
That's
like,
why we, I said 50-50.
Yeah, take a bit more pride in our appearance, because we enjoy it, not because of any other reason. Or I guess for some people it varies, right? Different people. But it's an enjoyable thing for me, where it's less enjoyable for guys. It's like guys take 5 minutes to get ready, a girl takes an hour to get ready. They don't think about it. Am I right, Gotti?
No, like, seriously, in terms of looks and just, well, don't think about it for guys or for girls? Like, what do you mean?
Like the whole prospect of, oh, I need to look good or I need to da da da. No, it's not that important.
No, it doesn't cross their mind, bro.
No.
It's like a baseline and you never really look better or worse than your kind of your baseline. You know?
Guys do love smelling good though, I've noticed. Yeah. You love your colognes and like, but like, yeah, so do we. We all do. I mean, no one wants to smell really bad. But yeah, that's kind of the last question that I have.
Did you have fun?
No, definitely did.
We got to be back on the pod.
Yeah. I was waiting for you guys to ask.
Good to see you. Heard it here first, folks.
But yeah, I guess we just wanted to do like a little episode.
Our Q&A episode was one of the best ones we've put out from an analytics perspective. Like, you guys loved it.
Our Q&A and comparison. Our guest episode with Sophia. Yeah, so we just wanted to give more.
Give you a mixture of what you guys wanted again.
And I think it's literally about just like ordinary people telling ordinary stories, really. And all three of us.
We mean that
in the best way possible. Because we don't want to hear, like, I guess, from somebody that has their whole life together. Like, that's not the point of the podcast. So, yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And we will catch you next time. Gotti, you've got to say it.
We'll catch you in the next episode of
The Lost-ish Podcast.